The fact is that the Great Recession, one effect that it has had is lots of people are living on limited budgets who weren't before. And that's certainly true for people who are retired. And we have more retired people than perhaps in decades. And what about the adult children who sometimes help to support them? Many who have aging parents are also struggling financially, and even either out of work or they've had their salaries reduced. And is it best to sacrifice for yourself and your family in order to help support your parents? Here to answer that question is Beth Koblenner, and she thinks, as cruel as it may sound, this is the time when it's time to cut the aging parents loose. And we're going to let her explain exactly what that means. You say that, I mean, you're always talking about priority lists when it comes
right.
to finances.
Mommy so, Moocher and Daddy Deadbeat.
Full disclosure here, my parents are listening right now, so we'll get to that.
We think Beth is very nice.
She's a sweet girl with a fine upbringing. Okay, so cut the parents loose.
Well, when you get on an airplane and they say, put your oxygen mask on first before putting it on your child, they don't say, oh, yeah, and about your mother-in-law. I mean, she's not even in the lineup, you know. So the point is you want to – I mean, you have to make priorities and take care of your own finances. Right now, older parents are facing depressed housing market. So maybe people were thinking that would take care of their health care costs, their elderly parents' assisted living costs. That might not be the case. Retirement values are down. People don't have retirement plans anymore. In 1979, about a third of people had traditional retirement plans, those you know, defined
value. Yeah.
Right. And the ones that they used to just give you without even having to invest yourself, that was 29%. Today, it's only 3% of people have old-fashioned pension plans.
I see.
So unemployment's bad for people over 55, over 65, and it's worse than it's been since World War II. It's a tough time for our parents, but it's also a tough time for us. And it's also – we have a lot of concerns about our children. So in making that priority list, the problem is if you take care of – if you, you know, drain all your money and take care of elderly parents – who you love very much and you want to help, what happens when you get older? There'll be nothing left for you, and then your kids will have to take care of you.
Right. So you're paying for the previous generation at the expense of the next generation.
Exactly.
But this, I mean, come on. If somebody's parents need help, it seems like you cut them loose. Survival of the fittest. I mean, it's
right.
Insane.
I could hear my parents laughing over their airwaves. But the fact
happy
is,
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom and Dad. I was lucky. I mean, I had a situation, and you've met my parents, where they saved money, and my father had a defined benefit plan, you know, traditional pension, but they started saving in tax-deferred plans when they were very, very young, and they never paid a bit of credit card debt in their life. So they were the savers, the planners. My dad worked extra, so they really accumulated money, and they're able to be quite comfortable, even though they were both in the public school city system, you know. My mom was mostly a stay-at-home mom, and my dad was a principal. So they had to really scrimp and save, and that's not the case in a lot of families.
Although teachers have secure pensions compared with
right.
other people in other sectors of
that's
the economy.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
And you brought up when you're speaking to our producers, you mentioned an interesting thing, which is that people over the age of 60 actually control 70% of the nation's net worth.
That's right.
And they tend to be more secure than our generation.
Right. And one of the main reasons is that elderly people have not become impoverished is Social Security. I mean, that years ago, before Social Security, people would really be impoverished. So I'm saying, of course, there's some hard, like, Sophie's choices you have to make in this situation. And you have to be reasonable and look at it at a case-by-case basis. I'm just saying that when it comes to your own retirement and saving money for yourself, you know, polls are showing now people are draining their resources. 40% decrease the amount of spending on themselves and their kids to take care of elderly parents in one poll. Or 50% of people caring for someone with Alzheimer's are saying that's the biggest stress in their life, more than their own healthcare concerns or their, you know, the economy, how the economy is affecting them. So these kind of issues, when you're taking care of elderly parents, while it's something we all are obligated to do, it's important to keep into in perspective how it's impacting your current your life, your lifestyle, your relationships with spouses and kids.
Right. It's yet again more of that priority list that you're always talking about when you're approaching your finances. Beth always has some great financial tips. She has some tips for baby boomers who have aging parents. They're at The Takeaway at The Takeaway blog. It's on our website. And if you have stories of your own about this, you can share your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And Beth, I wanted to ask you, one of the things that we're doing this morning is saying goodbye to the Sony Walkman. They're not producing it anymore. Did you have a Sony Walkman?
Yes, I did.
And what music did you listen to on your Sony Walkman?
The B-52s in Queens. Woo! Thank you.
Beth Kobliner, Takeaway Work and Personal Finance Contributor. Thanks so much.